Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work and they got 4 or 5 kids and can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. That's hard times, baby.
Paige.
I love running, mainly out of patience.
And Fat Boy.
Call me crazy, but I thought when you step on a scale, it's not supposed to bleed.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93 minute rut blocks all day.
3. I have to ask, and again, can I Google this and get the answer? Yeah. So join me on my journey. Did they find any of them monkeys yet? Because that happened right before the weekend where, was it 40-something monkeys escaped from what is called a medical testing facility in South Carolina?
Yeah. 50 miles north of Savannah.
43 of them in a city where Paige grew up, I'll tell you. Maybe she knows. Did you work at the animal testing facility when you were a young child?
I was a baby. I was an employable.
The last thing was said about it, 43 of them escaped. It's almost like they escaped, so they were like being held without their will.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about the racist macaque monkeys?
Is that how you say it?
I think that's how you say macaques. The last word.
It sounds like something, a special Halloween candy you get only at Spencer's.
But no, the racist macaques.
I think for the latest update, I heard that 25 of the 43 have been recovered.
Recovered how, though? Because like we're talking about South Carolina. They like instructed people to lock their doors and windows because these monkeys who were held without their permission, escaped.
And they say they're about the size of domestic house cats.
I thought we didn't test things on animals anymore. Like, I thought that was the big global initiative. We don't want to have a big carbon footprint and don't test things on animals.
Didn't you mention this a few weeks ago?
That there was a monkey facility?
There
was a monkey island the coast of South Carolina, but it's a different thing. I didn't know that there was a monkey island in South Carolina off the coast.
And you're wondering what happened and how they escaped.
Do you know?
I do know.
Okay.
Well, somebody.
Did they dig a hole under the wall?
No, it's happened to many people that have had dogs. There was a caretaker at the facility who accidentally left a door open, and the monkeys walked out.
Well, it doesn't sound like an escape. They just walked out.
They bolted out the door.
Well, I wonder if they waited for one to go to see if he would come back or nothing would happen.
He probably did like he went out and got out in the woods. He's like,
how smart are these monkeys?
Well, they
all right. So what they do in this facility? It's not like. You know, they're saying that they're all AIDS monkeys, which is...
Who said that?
I saw that on the internet. Okay, so what they do in this facility...
Oh, my God.
...is they do vaccine development and...
Oh, great.
...experimental surgical procedures, which is very cruel.
What? In South Carolina?
Yeah.
Smiling faces, beautiful places, dissecting monkeys.
This makes me sad.
Yeah, but...
But, I mean, isn't...
Well, watch Faces of Death 3.
Would you give one back? I don't...
That's what I want to say. Like, they said they'd set traps and stuff to catch them, but the ones that they got, did they just go catch them, or were they taken? You know what I mean?
They say they were returned, I think, in a couple stories, but what does that mean?
Maybe people called the authorities and said, I found one of these escaped violent monkeys in the trees, so
I don't think I would.
Lock your door, hide your babies.
They said lock the doors and windows, so don't come out. But then I just wonder if a couple old boys, you know, said,
well, how would you?
Let's get in a truck. I got a monkey suit.
You think they're angry
monkeys?
I got
some monkey corn.
I don't think they were, right? I don't think they were wild as far as like.
I don't know what kind of rhesus macaque is.
And why do you leave a door open and all these monkeys escape, though? It's like...
That was an accident.
It's odd.
That was definitely on purpose.
It says here, now, I don't know if you're on the same thing. Back in 2016, 19 monkeys escaped then, but they were captured and returned within 6 hours.
Well, maybe the monkeys...
I wonder if that was the same guy.
...need to be freed because they are unhappy.
Would you give one back if you...
No.
Like, do
I don't
you,
know if I would.
Oh, you mean like keep it as a little pet?
Yeah, like it comes up to your place and it's like, you know, cool.
It depends on what they were testing on them.
I've always wanted a monkey.
Do you know anybody you that has a monkey? Like, I kind of looked into it.
I've had one on my back for years.
You can't
own one, right? Not in... God, what do I... I don't know. Can you?
I don't know.
I mean, it's all the rules that change with everything else. I'm sure that's a thing now, too. As long as it's like a sympathy pet or whatever you call that.
As long as he doesn't have anger issues.
Yeah.
Because, you know, chimpanzees can bite someone's face off.
Well, yeah, that one in Connecticut was on Xanax, though.
Yeah, it got into the woman's Xanax. I thought it was Florida. Was it Connecticut?
Yeah, it was Connecticut.
Ripped her face off.
So what happens when, let's say they get them, well, they don't even have to get them all back. When are they going to start asking questions? Or is it going to go away?
I want to know them now. Like,
yeah.
I'm known to get conspiratorial sometimes, but like, what is the...
What are you finna do with these monkeys?
Like, we know, like, a lot of the major thing, you know, like, we got BMW and we got a bunch of other stuff here. Like, I feel like we should know that. We're lifelong residents. We should know that. Paige, this is your birth city.
Yes,
it
is.
Do you keep up with any old friends down there?
I don't have any friends down there.
Well.
Are they taking their DNA to... Look, as far as we know, the ones that did escape were pretty much unscathed. So whatever, they weren't growing stuff on them, I guess. Maybe they took their DNA and...
828 area code, suck it. They escaped on Wednesday. They couldn't have voted on Tuesday. Suck it. I know how you voted, obviously. You can buck fighting. How about that?
Plus, we weren't here when they were all like... This has been going on for a few days. So some have come and gone back since then, but yeah, they haven't gotten all of them.
They were very young little monkeys, and they weigh less than my Chihuahua. They were 6 and 7 pounds.
But they are smart. I've seen monkey shines. We've all seen it.
Well, certain...
They're mimics.
Certain breeds of them are. Some of them are like, you know, they're not all smart. I mean, it's like people. Wow. So
it is true.
This has been... So why would that not have to be like legislated? I guess it is. We just didn't maybe ask.
I had no clue about this place. Now, did people that like from around there, did they know about this place?
No kidding. Now they do.
Well, do you know the name of the facility? It's the Alpha Genesis Primate Research Center.
I never heard of it, but that makes it sound like it's a well-known like...
Alpha Genesis makes it sound like it'd be like a villainous movie, yes.
But then again, I didn't know there was a secret research facility in Rosman. You know, it may or may not still be active.
What is that?
I don't know.
Where is Yamassee? Is that how you say it?
It's on the coast.
Okay.
It's not too far from Savannah.
Did you ever hang out near Yamassee, Paige?
No, sir.
Okay.
You know, when I was in Beaufort, I was on the base. We lived there for less than a year.
Yeah, they don't let you leave the base unless you're going to fight somebody.
Well, I didn't live on the base. My dad was there.
And she was very docile back then.
I was a baby.
Wow.
I did whatever they told me to do.
So they do non-human primate biological products, including plasma, blood, tissue samples.
Do you know how much money is in plasma?
Dude, I don't know. Are they cloning
monkeys in plasma.
For people with pet monkeys?
So much money in plasma that when you go somewhere and they only pay you $50 for it, they are making a lot of money off plasma.
Who are they selling it to? Rosicrucians?
I don't know.
You need plasma for...
Like your homo goblins and whatever.
Because that's the fluid.
Hemo.
That's what it is. Are they taking the monkey DNA and then trying to, you know... I don't think they're trying to make other monkeys with it. Maybe they are, but...
They're trying to start evolution over.
I feel like this place is going to get closed down at some point. Or at least thoroughly checked out.
Or that's what's going to, like... That's like how Planet of the Apes is going to start.
What they're
like Caesar?
Two of them they didn't get back. And they went and lived in a tree and, like...
Hooked up. Started their own race. which has already
Florence,
started.
South Carolina. Not too close to the coast, but close enough. And they started a little family. And then you had some good old boy out there messing around in the woods. Ain't got laid in a while. Well, next thing you know, Planet of the Apes.
You know they're not going to get them all back. They're just not. So either maybe a couple had passed away or somebody kept them.
Somebody would keep them, for sure.
I would keep them.
But could you?
I would not. These have been already messed with medically.
But you know they're chipped. They're going to come get them.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's a very good question. Why were they not? I mean, for people, no. I don't want that to happen. Not even kids. I think that's insane. But nevertheless, for a monkey, yeah. I mean, you do them with dogs and cats and stuff. Why would they not have been chipped?
What is cooing? It said they were cooing other monkeys.
That means like trying to get them to get down, right? Cooing?
Funky monkeys.
No, like sex.
No.
I don't like, oh, hey, we're out here and you're in there. Look at us.
We out here. We out here for it. You up? You up? You up?
Yeah, I don't know if. But how much? If that many got out, how many? Like, how many do they have left?
Does anybody know anybody that used to work there or still does? They can be anonymous. I want to find out that. That's incredible to me.
Do you have a monkey? Like, how much upkeep is it?
Oh, wow. Okay, I ain't even going to say that because that come off wrong.
Are they just, I would think
their number one client's Asia, okay?
They're just in a big cage so they can all escape.
Yeah, but are we creating the next thing here?
God. Are we working with China as far as, you know, DNA extraction from animals go and then biological testing?
Because if you can, what didn't they, now tell me I didn't dream this. Did they not grow a human ear on a pig one time or something?
It was a rat, right?
A rat, okay.
A lab rat.
Oh, my God.
They grew a human ear on a lab rat.
But you can't do that anymore, right? Well, you wouldn't need
to,
actually.
They say. He's supposed to open up.
They used to grow human nuts on snails.
I don't think so.
That's an episode of South Park, wasn't it?
I don't know. I don't watch cartoons.
Yeah. Well, no, that's the microwave. All right. This is full of crap. This person trying to act like they know somebody. You're trying to.
I can't wait to see what else.
Trying to goat me.
I can't wait to see what else comes out about this place.
It's kind of depressing.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best, damn. And now it's time for the best, damn audio.
It's not a competition. Just a, you know, it's kind of like the news where someone will say, hey, in a moment, we're going to tell you about that squirrel that's water skiing. But before that, here's Michael with something about staying clam for Alzheimer's.
Thank you very much, Carol.
Yes, I didn't even realize it was
Michael
and Carol.
Stay clam.
It's just a little fun back and forth, a little tag team action.
It really is. There's no winners unless I win.
There's two swords going in at the same time.
What? That ouch. Ouch. Ooh, ouch.
Sounds painful.
This is what Fat Boy and I consider to be some of the best damn audio that we found and have the clearance to play for you, the P1 family.
Oh, it's going to make you laugh. Which is the point.
Have you ever been to church?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Been a while.
Frequently.
Been a couple weeks.
You ever went to a church where they would let anyone who wanted to sing a solo?
No.
I have. I've also been to some churches before where they'll even let them sing original songs.
I thought you had to be heavily vetted.
Not at a small country church, it seems. Yep. You know, not in the mega churches. No, you got to be part of the band to be able to hold a microphone there. This might be an example of one of those churches, but I'm going to tell you this. As off-key as it might be, you will be singing this song in your mind the rest of the day. You're welcome.
Forever. since we use are not bombs and guns. Worship is the way the battle is won. This is the way that we fight. Oh, praise Him for the victory. The weapons we use are not bombs and guns. Worship is the way the battle is won. This is the way that we fight. Oh, praise Him for the victory. I just can't stop praising His name. I just can't stop praising His name. I just can't stop praising His name, Jesus. No, I can't stop praising His name. I just can't stop praising His name. I just can't stop praising His name, Jesus.
I don't know which is worse, the piano or the singing.
I didn't sing the part where she said the part about guns. I withheld that part. But the rest, I sang along and was clapping my hands.
It's catchy. If somebody else sang it, definitely.
She has the passion, though. That's what you have to have in the old church.
I'm not judging her tone or lack thereof.
It sounds like you are.
I'm sorry for that.
Like, it's impossible.
You just spin your chair around when she sang.
Judging the content.
I would love to hear Little Richard sing that. He can't do it. He's no longer with us.
He's gone.
Johnny B. Bad, neither. But like it seemed like a Little Richard song, like right up his alley.
Oh, he did on the piano, especially. Yeah. The person playing the piano was going hard on that.
Somehow the tempos didn't match. But I'm being critical, and I apologize for that because I'm in a bad mood.
Not bombs, not guns. Yeah. Jesus is your weapon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Throw him.
Hang on now.
No.
Hey now. No, not my Jesus.
Don't either.
You know, a popular thing for families to do now is play board games. Mm. Sometimes they'll go to bars and play board games, which is cool.
Okay.
Just pick one. If you're tired of playing human-sized Jenga.
Yeah. Sanitize it, though, before you.
That sounds naughty.
I know them bars, and they don't sanitize the Yahtzees.
I missed this commercial growing up because I'd never heard of this board game before. Oh. But it seems to be popular, and I'm trying to look for it. But if you know it, you should play it with your family today.
Okay, I can't wait.
Oh, boy. This is going to have a name or something.
A game of skill and chance that's fun for the whole family. Roll the dice, spin the wheel, and always remember to say,
you, Dad.
You sure me there, son.
But watch out, because even if you're winning, chance cards can change the whole game.
Looks like you can go yourself.
Dad, me. You!
What the hell?
Now look.
Who can play that with their parents?
This isn't a fun little, did he say something like, to make it sound dirty? The name of the game is called F.U.
Literally?
Now, look, this is where I get worked, maybe. This is a legit commercial.
That had the cadence of the late 80s, early 90s, all day.
This was set up as a game like you actually play.
Probably bought it at Spencer's.
It was in a box called F.U.
Yeah.
And the family's sitting around playing it. This is a legit commercial. I'm like, what?
Probably up north.
That's where I question.
Hey, forget about it.
Ask your mom if she wants to play F.U. and see what she says.
You know what? She'd give me a man F.U. before I even finish the question.
I was like, is this real? But it sounded funny. And that's the point of Best Damn Audio.
It really is. It's not. Somebody said that yesterday. They said, oh, man, you helped me get through the day. I said, no, we help you enjoy the day. Don't get through the day. Enjoy the day. Which, like yesterday, Paige was telling us the funny story back in college where a friend, I believe his roommate, said, hey, smell this pasta sauce. And then Paige said it gave you some kind of, what was it you said?
Oh, massive diarrhea.
Reminds me of this song right here. Here, smell this pasta sauce.
Yeah, thanks, Patrick.
I'm gonna be here for a while.
My butthole feels like the gates of hell.
This is the same guy. Never mind.
That was from Stool in the Gang. the Komodo Doors. Who knows?
We were hungry. He thought it was okay. I smelt it. I said, yeah, it's all right. And then we were very sick.
Yeah, food poison.
Poor judgment.
Oh, man. I'm going to be thinking of bands now. I can't think of it.
Well, I did have those ready. I will say I prepared ahead for that.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, there's some jokes that you try to tell them to somebody, like, I've heard it before, it's not funny or whatever. Your family, when you have older family members, they aren't really privy to these jokes. So it's fun to get them with a good joke.
Uh-huh.
Because they don't always know it.
It's over their head sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Here's a lady that's sitting with her her mom and her aunt. They're much older.
Uh-huh.
She thought she'd get them with one of these easy jokes.
Okay.
And she got one of them with it, and then everybody kind of chuckled in afterwards.
Oh, let's listen.
Okay, ladies, you repeat after everything I say, you say addicted. Alcohol.
Addicted.
Drugs.
Addicted.
What hit you in the face last night?
Addicted.
That was
you know, I'll tell you what the beauty of that was. I had not heard it, obviously, because this is not a competition, but we don't reveal these to each other. But I'm watching Paige watch it and our eyes at the same time. It was like watching the Christmas tree being lit at downtown New York. It was wonderful. Like, oh, she just said it.
I got to show you the video because the aunt looks like the Undertaker. She just kind of looks off and just starts smiling.
Yeah. Like a wonderful wife from West Virginia. Lord have mercy. Try that with your older family this afternoon.
It's going to go well.
Oh, well, I don't want to say that.
What?
If you wanted to try it with somebody, it might be a fun.
If I did, I wouldn't get her permission to air it on the show. Just so.
She'd be upset. Yeah. Oh, Matthew.
No, you know what I mean.
Ain't funny.
As I said earlier.
Thank you.
Have you ever been to a bar that allows you, the patron, to go up and sing a song of your choosing?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's all night.
Where Looper's from, they call that karaoke.
Karaoke.
This right here, if you listen to rock music, you probably already love this song. But tell me, this right here is not the best duet karaoke performance of all times.
Wing up, grab right foot a little leg up, I start right away to shake up, walk your keys on the table, here you go, create another table. Grab right foot a little leg up. I start to make one shake up. Why do we keep on saying it? I don't think you can.
So good.
You missed it.
I start to find a way to shake it. White leaf keeps on the table. Create another table. Grab brush, put a little mega. I start to find a way to shake it. White leaf keeps on the table. I don't think you can.
God. That reminds me of a couple buddies growing up. They go to Carowinds. They get to make one of those rap videos with the effects on it. Or it's like they're moving around, but they're just standing there.
We could charge people $100 a head, come in and watch Paige listen to Best Damn Audio. Like, it's been a joy just to watch you watch and listen.
Gosh, she's crying.
I know. Look at her.
I thought they were going to hit the big part. She goes, oh. Wake up. What do you put my good?
Reminds me of a night in the Bahamas.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So,
you remember that?
No.
Only because you remind me. He doesn't remember that.
He remembers pieces.
Pieces, yes.
When you can't really mess with people now like you used to back in the day. I got a compilation of a guy here messing with a few people, and he's probably going to get shot or his ass kicked real good one day. Luckily, he didn't in all these clips.
Uh-oh.
But this is I think like 4 or 5 people that he targets in a store.
This is one of these that you showed me off the air. Holy moly. This is the one that I, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is the one, but these are the kind of videos I said, you catch me at the wrong time at a big box retailer, then I don't know how I'd react either.
So these,
especially when you realize you're the butt of a joke.
Oh, yeah. These are put together, but this guy essentially is taking people's carts. And he's either moving the carts entirely or he's putting stuff in them. And he's like bumping them into people. He's doing a lot of stuff with people's carts.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a compilation of some of the worst people he went after. The last guy on this clip is my favorite because he really gets on them.
Oh, boy.
He's real vocal.
You gonna put the car in your trunk?
Move it, bro.
I already moved it.
Move it for though.
I'm getting M&M's.
Well, jackass, that ain't what. Don't call me no more jackass.
Bro. Hey, watch your mouth, idiot.
Like, for real, bro. Like for real.
For real. What happened?
Stop playing. You playing with the right one, boy.
Get the. He said, moving down the aisle.
Hey, you stupid ass. Is that your car? I said, who is he? Is he with you? And then he says,
no, no. He says, is that your boyfriend?
And then he said,
no,
you're stupid.
You said, that's your boyfriend.
So how many times you call me stupid?
I'm a married man. I don't have no boyfriend.
But you left the basket in the way.
Alone, bro.
You left the basket
in
the
way. Alone, dude.
That's enough.
Leave me the alone.
Know your voice, jackass.
Follow me again, and I will lose it. Leave me the alone, bro.
Who leaves the cart in the damn way of the aisle? What an idiot, bro.
It's my damn cart. I could have put something in the motherfucker.
That was yours, jackass?
Yeah, it sure was.
I didn't know. Why.
It's got my damn medicine in the top of it.
What if somebody trips and falls, you idiot?
Motherfucker.
Idiot?
Oh, my God. What the hell?
It's so fun to laugh at, but I'm telling you. Somebody did that
something
to you.
In it. Bye.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
God.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Fatboy and I were sitting here this morning. I'm reading all this stuff and...
Skeet Davidson.
Pete Davidson. That's what Yeezy calls him. Pete Davidson. He popped up on SNL. If you don't... Pete Davidson, I think most of you probably know, but some of you cool people don't know. He's the one that was on Saturday Night Live, but not really.
He was on what?
Saturday Night Live.
Saturday.
You know what? Suck it, because I am Southern till the day I die.
No, you're not, because you don't like sweet tea.
They don't mean... I'm diabetic. I can't.
Oh, yeah.
Nevertheless, Pete Davidson, he was on Saturday Night Live, but not really on there. He barely was even featured in the sketches. But then he made a movie. He started dating Kim Kardashian, and then boom, he's a sex symbol. Well... Then he's had drug issues. Now, his father also died in the World Trade Center on 9/11. So, honest to God, just being honest, like my heart's kind of went out to him in that regard.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm not going to say, well, that makes him hot because his dad died, or that gives a free pass or whatever. So I was telling Fatboy, like, that son of a bitch is now, pardon, I know Jasper's probably listening right now. Grace,
damn it.
Turn the radio down. The girl from The Bachelor, Maria, is it Jorge's or George's?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, he's been seen out with her after he got out of rehab.
The Golden Bachelorette?
No. The Golden Bachelorette, I think, more attractive than Maria George's.
Oh, yeah.
Thick eyebrows on her. Looks like two caterpillars just
She's
laying
pretty.
There on her forehead. She's pretty, but it's a look. Like, it's not an original look. Like... He's not a Emily Ratajkowski.
Yeah, he was with the one girl that was like, woof.
So, Fatboy said this, and I'd like you to put it into your terms, what you said about the women who like Pete Davidson. Because I look at him and I see, obviously he has drug issues, but and he looks it. He looks like he hasn't slept in 50 days or hadn't eaten in a month. Like, what's the attraction? And then Fatboy said.
He's the ultimate project for women.
Oh, for people that like to fix him?
Fixers.
Oh, yeah, because that's what, look, that's in the female nature to nurture, to fix. Mm-hmm. And then some of these, it's a challenge to go after some of these guys and to try to, you know, quote unquote, fix them. I'll say as a dude, I like him because, you know, I got a soft spot because of his dad.
That's what I'm saying. I like him for that.
I give him a pass.
Yeah, I mean, that's noble.
But the women, they like, because here he's not... I've heard women say that he looks good enough to pass on that phase, but the ultimate appeal is his issues, his myriad of issues.
So why would you want to, and so agreed, Paige? I mean, I know you've never dated him, and you don't know the secrets of all these different relationships, but is that a thing?
What is like, the attraction to him?
What is is it true that women want a project with a man?
Hell no.
Because I now look back at some of my relationships and like, did they just give up? was I the project? And they were just like, look, This damn project ain't going.
You know what?
A few of them might need a second go around.
You know what attracted
there's only
my
one.
Husband to me? That he was stable and mature. And I meet a lot of unstable.
You talking about your husband? I'm just kidding. He was mature. He told some of the best jokes in the world.
As far as being a man and taking care of his family.
He did.
And the other attractive thing about him is his parents truly loved each other.
Yeah. But that's beside the point.
But as far as this guy you're talking about.
Why would a woman want to get involved in a, once you fix him, does that, if that's your motivation, once you've fixed him and made him into Mr. Husband or mm-hmm. whatever, model citizen, the allure is gone.
That's where you tell what kind of woman you got. So is she the kind that wants to keep him on a string and, you know, I've molded him, so I'm going to play with him a little longer. And I pretty much made my own man. Or is she off to the next? Is she building the next challenge? Like
but then
a
go to the part you said that what a woman truly likes about a man. Don't say the word you said, but.
I want to know. What is the attraction?
He's not talking about the body part when he says
it. No.
Oh, okay. You might have to remind me because.
You said a woman likes an a-hole.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's for sure.
But women, the reasoning by this is he says that a woman, a man who is a jerk or a-hole mm-hmm. or whatever, won't let anybody walk all over him.
Right.
And she respects that.
She knows that nobody's going to walk over her.
And maybe he tries. Yeah. He tries a little harder. Not like we want you to jump through hoops or anything, but maybe he makes an effort above and beyond.
Yeah.
To be with you. And
but what if everything? Then he turns out like he kicks drugs. He gets out of his depression. Whatever it is with Pete Davidson or so and so. He doesn't drink anymore, and he got a job or whatever the suck. Then the allure is gone. Mm-hmm. I feel like the magic
he's
that brought
off.
You together is done for.
Other than having a good sense of humor.
Like down deep, she wants him to stay on drugs.
No.
In this little example parable here.
You know, if you're the type of guy, when you go out on a date, that holds the doors open, you know, even the car and this, that, and pulls the chair out. Like, that ain't working. What are you doing?
I don't care.
I have a feeling maybe that's what he does. He's nice.
See that
when other guys are like, I had talked to all these women, I could get another one just like you. I had you, I can get a prettier girl. And
most annoying thing is when my key on my car, the security, you know, the open the key lock, what is that damn thing called? Clicker.
Fob.
Yeah. When that thing the battery is dead in it, I used to get so pissed that I'd have to run and unlock my door and then run around. And she'd be like, I can just open it. I'm like, no, I'm opening it for you.
Like, I don't want people to get like misconstrued. It's not like the guy's being a dick to the woman constantly and putting her down. It's just that's his overall demeanor.
Right.
Like, he's just an
he's
a-hole.
One of those that tell you what he's thinking.
Once you have her, you take her for granted, right? You think she's your lady, whatever.
But it's kind of like two separate arguments.
You're
going to
make me sing Celine Dion now.
But maybe he's a really funny, nice guy, and people have a good time with him. Maybe that's why women enjoy him.
But Paige will joke around. She'll say so-and-so's nice. He's a nice guy. But that's only going to go so far, right?
Like, right.
Well, you know what I like is I like a guy where you can just do nothing together. Like, just hang out. And it's not, you know what I mean?
But what if he lets other people run him over, though?
You think he's a pussy?
A big one. Huge.
And that's not attractive either.
No. I need a man.
So you
got to,
like, where's the.
It's got to be a happy medium.
Yeah, now I'm learning this.
Don't open the door for the lady.
Yes.
I don't want to be with a woman who resents that.
Be yourself.
It's not a putting a woman in a place. It's the way I was raised, mm-hmm. and I know that our parents use that for an excuse for racism, but nevertheless.
My husband was always good about going to get.
When I say our parents, I meant not our, just Paige's. Now go ahead.
He was always doing things for me, and I didn't expect it. I was just really honored when he would do things.
But like, that ain't like, okay. If that's like if you're the guy that leaves notes everywhere all the time, I mean, come on, stop it.
That's kind of sweet, though.
See, I've been that guy.
It's not a daily fantasy.
I'd leave a note every morning.
Like it ain't real.
Yeah, it was. I wrote one every single. I didn't even write in my head.
Even writing something funny on the mirror.
I would do funny things like that.
Yeah, I like
the grocery list is laying there. You know what I did?
What?
I wrote dildos on the grocery
See,
list.
See, that would make me laugh.
Okay.
See, I like.
You want to go out this weekend? After all this time, are we going to figure this out?
Okay, we'll go out, but I know what you want in a female, and you know what I want in a guy. Just.
You ain't putting nothing into me, baby.
I think we're just. No, listen, I just think we want.
Oh, you mean attributes in a guy?
Find people that aren't fake, and maybe that's what he is.
But if you got a woman that's an a-hole too, that's also a plus.
Nobody wants a bitch.
No, there's a certain level of bitch you want her to have where you don't want her to get walked over either. Even when she's being screwed over by her family or whoever, she'll stand up to them and say, look, you're my ride or die, screw them. Yeah, now, I appreciate that too.
I think that's the unattractive thing about me to other men is where I say, you know, for once in my life, I'm happy being with myself. I don't need you. I'm with you because I want to be with you. I'm not looking for your money. I'm not looking for anything.
Sounds like you got a hold of a good sex toy.
Other than, no.
Wonder where you went.
It's not all about sex, people. All right, I'm wrong. It's all about sex.
Yeah, you're breaking news here.
I know what you mean.
You just want to have, you want to meet an adult who doesn't have a major drug problem, who has a job, who doesn't have.
Some college.
Yeah, I don't care what he does for, because, you know. Generally, I don't relate to whatever other people study in college.
You know what's interesting is there's like a whole Facebook group of, I don't know if it's just specifically locally here or if it's everywhere. It's called Are We Dating the Same Guy?
Oh, and
it's a closed group to just women.
Why do you know about this?
Because I get screenshots from it. I tried to join it because I wanted to see if there were people in there I knew or use it for fussing. But I get screenshots from
it.
What do you mean?
Like
you're going out farming your own fussing.
Yeah. I get screenshots like you wouldn't believe what some of these guys go in there and do.
Bust a man whore?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Some lady posted a picture of a guy. Are we dating the same guy? His wife commented, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Literally.
Oh,
he's definitely
God.
Married.
I thought you meant they would just describe the guy and say, all guys are the same, but it's literally the same guy.
Yeah, the pictures.
Oh, Lord. Anyone we know you saw?
I don't know the guy. Okay. His wife piped in, though, like, yeah, he's married.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.